主赞美主。
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
我们刚刚已经念过、一段的经文，我们再看一次经文，在路加福音。
We just read some of the scriptures. Let's turn to Luke now.
最后一章。
The last chapter.
路加福音在是二十四章呢。
Luke chapter 24.
耶稣复活以后就跟门徒说话，有一队的人门徒跑到以马忤斯去的路上的时候，主开他的心窍，让他们明白圣经。我们从四十五节开始一起念到四十九节。
After the Lord is risen, he appeared to two disciples going to Emmaus, and he opened up their hearts. Let's read together from verse 45.
于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必须受害，第三天从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷直到万邦，你们就是这些事的见证。我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到从领受从上头来的能力。阿门。
阿门。
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
主，谢谢你给机会在众人面前来述说你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you that I have this opportunity to talk about your grace before the congregation.
谢谢你这段经文叫你复活后的工作。
And thank you for these words that witness to the work that you have done after you have risen.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你这样子的在门徒中间做了美善的工作，好像你福音能够广传。
And you've done this good work in your disciples so that your word will be preached to all.
谢谢你给我能力。
Thank you, Lord, for giving me power.
能够说的话都照你所说的。
And that my words will be according to you.
愿听的人能够用个诚实的心来领受。
May those here would have a heart to, honest heart to receive.
主啊，真是求你帮助我们上下都能够领受你自己的恩典。
And we thank you that all may receive your grace.
让我们在生活上面能够为你做美好的见证。
That we can in our lives be a good witness to you.
我们祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那我这一次讲的话，因为我自己有一个系列要讲，因为我们今年的主题就是遵主而行，那我就想说如何做耶稣基督的门徒，照他的话行，这是第三篇。
And this is a third in a series that this year our theme is in the walk with the Lord. And I was thinking how we can be his disciple in JesusLive as Jesus' disciple.
我隔了一段时间，可能你都忘记了。我上一篇是讲到圣灵，这个主耶稣与圣灵的关系。
Since it's been a while, maybe you have forgotten. The last time we talked about the relationship of with the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣那时候要钉十字架的前，他说：“我去以后要差遣圣灵来。”
And Jesus, when he was before he went to the cross, he said, "I will send the Holy Spirit."
圣灵来的时候，他要安慰你。
He will console you.
Comforter, 他要安慰你。
He will comfort you.
而且他要鼓励你。
And he will encourage you.
能够照我所说的话行出来。
So that you may do as I according to my word.
你们要在耶路撒冷等候。
You have to wait in Jerusalem.
只等到圣灵降下。
Until the Holy Spirit descends.
我们刚刚念的时候已经念过，在五旬节的时候，门徒等候的时候，圣灵就照着他们信心的仰望把它降下来。
The passage of scripture that you read was during Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended on the, to the disciples.
我们今天讲的题目是 圣灵激发门徒宣教热忱。
And today the topic is the Holy Spirit is empowered, will empower the disciples for missionary work.
这里面没有写到一点、两点、三点，我等一下会打出来，让你们，让你跟我一起来学习，我们如何在里面受到激励。
And I will show you the points in the PowerPoint so that we can all follow together.
我们第一点，我们怎么来领受呢？就是我们必须。 照着耶稣基督的应许和门徒的预备，才能够发生。The
first point is we have to take the promise of Jesus and the preparation of the disciples.
这个走不动吗？
It's okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. 帮我一下后面的，因为我讲到的时候也受到两个影响，一个是翻译，一个是打字幕。 以前我不做这样子，我讲的时候就用中文很示范的在那边讲话。And
when I'm speaking, there's two things I have to worry about. One is the translation, and the other is the PowerPoint. So help me in the back.
如果你愿意做笔记，你就记住经文，在那里边都写。If
you're willing to take notes, just take the references of the Bible.
我们人跟神的合作，
When we co-work with God,
神才能把他的应许浇灌下来，
And His promise will be poured out on us.
所以我们这个地方的话， 我们这第一点就看到，
And the first point we see that
我们要补助人选， 这在使徒行传1章25节就没写了，
And we have to compliment to the witnesses.
我们在神面前，我们要宣扬主话的时候，神需要每一个人参与。
And when God preaches word, He wants everyone to be involved.
我们不愿意，我常常讲过，一个都不能少。
And you cannot be just missing anyone.
我们12个使徒中间一个没有了。
And in the 12 disciples, one of them was missing.
犹大。
And it was Judas.
他上吊死了。
And he was he died.
主，因为他是神，他允许来他受训3年不改，他没了。And
he came and he was trained under Jesus for 3 years, but he didn't change.
我们看到现在他们要选一个叫做马提亚的马提亚。So
finally, they have to replace him with Matthias.
他们选的时候不是随便，因为他们选出两个人很好很好的。
And they were not. They took a lot of care to choose these two. To choose the replacement.
所以他们一起祷告，在神的面前，神啊，你知道万人的心，求你来选。
They prayed before God and they said, "You know our hearts, so you choose."
他们摇签的时候，就叫祭司的土名或者是乌灵一丢哦，选出来是马菲亚。
Through Lots, the casting of lots, they chose Matthias.
但愿神选召我们出去宣扬神工作的时候，我们需要有这种祷告，求神差派，被圣灵充满了。第二点的话，就是我们要等候。他讲你要等候。And
second point is we have to wait.
神的时间有他预定的时间，说你等候，他会做。God
has his own timing, and he will do his work in the right time.
那他们等候的时候，他们必须有个忠义的心，诚心的向主。And
they have to have a single-minded heart towards the Lord when they're waiting.
而且他知道神的时候乃是照神的时候来做。And
it is according to God's time.
而且这时间是在五旬节的时候。
And this time is in the Pentecost.
五旬节就是记在这个利未记23章里面讲过，是七七节。
And Pentecost is recorded in the Leviticus chapter 23.
他这边讲说，这个丰收以后，初始的果子完了以后，50天以后，就是七七节了。
After the festival of the first fruit, 50 days after the festival of first fruit is the
所以耶稣在地上复活以后，他在地上四十天在传神国的福音，一个一个在重新跟你讲。
And Jesus, after he was risen, he was on the earth for 40 days to explain the scriptures to his disciples.
升天去的时候，门徒说，看了上的时候，那个天使跟他说，你看他怎么升去，大家怎么降下。
And when he was risen to the heavens, the angel said, how he ascended is how he will come back.
过了十天以后。
After 10 days.
那加起来不是五十天吗？四十加。
And that 40 plus 10, that's 50 days.
圣灵降下。
And the Holy Spirit came.
等一下我们解释。我们非常的清楚神的时间，他照着他的所应许的降下。
And we have to be very clear about the timing of God.
第三点那边讲说他们在重新祷告的时候发生了。
And the third is when they were praying in unity. That's when it happened.
复活的时候有五百个人见过的。
When Jesus was risen, there was 500 people saw him.
神选召的时候那个一起热心到教会耶路撒冷来聚集的只有120个人。
But there was only 120 that came to Jerusalem.
这里面有妇女。
In there, there are women.
他那边记载说有耶稣基督的弟兄。
And also the brother of Jesus.
他们以前不信的。
Before they did not believe.
看不起耶稣的。
They didn't see him as
God. 但耶稣复活以后他们真正的承认说他是神。
But after Jesus died, they recognized that he is God.
他们也来了。
So they came.
所以在这个群子里面你不信了，你还没有信了，你没有份。
So in this group, if you're not a believer, then you don't have a part in it.
他们同心，这个同心合一这个事，你在这个使徒行传里面常常看到他们中间的合作，他们中间的那种彼此相爱的显现。
And this word unity, you see that in the Acts of Apostles over and over again.
我今天只就使徒行传一章到五章里面的中经典把它取出来做彼此的勉励。
And I'm only using the first five chapters of Acts to as a encouragement for you.
我们看到第二点。
And the second point.
圣灵降下的时候的意象跟能力。
And we see the vision and the power of the descending of the Holy Spirit.
哇，这里讲说如大风如火焰降下来。
It's like a violent wind and fire.
大风之前有个大响声。
And the wind, it was very loud and noisy.
神呼召的时候，那响声出来的时候，信的人听得清楚。
And when this noise came out, the people who believe, they can hear.
耶稣不是那次讲到说他们听到打雷了吗？他们都听不清楚。耶稣说门徒，我说你要听得清楚。
And remember when Jesus told his disciples they heard thunder, they didn't really hear.
风一进来，我们这里有120个人，全部都能够感觉到充满在这个房间中。
So when the wind came, all 120 feel that the violent wind.
另外一个，你看到那个有火焰降下来的，那火焰像舌头一样啊，那个舌头在那个每一个信徒的头上。
And next, it was the fire that was like the shape of the tongue and was on top of everyone's head.
这是我自己的领受啊，我是觉得说，火焰在头上的时候，它就浇灌能力，叫我们的心思意念能够受它的转变。
And this tongue of fire on every is like the power that came to them so that they can their hearts change.
舌头要收个灵，你要收，就像那个以赛亚在那边看到神高高坐在上面的时候，他把摩剪自己把嘴舌头收走。
And our tongues needs to be circumcised.
所以他们的一讲子降下来，他们能够讲起别国的话语来了。
And when they speak, they can speak languages of other countries.
这在宣告传福音的时候，他能够用别国的话语来传讲福音。
So when they're preaching the gospel, they could use other countries' language.
因为在五旬节的时候，这些从世界各国的附近的人， 他们就到耶路撒冷去敬拜了。在这今天的犹太人中间，他们有120个人受了这福气了。
And there was during Pentecost, many believers came from all over the region.
他们讲话的时候是不说他们是 Galilean， 他们是加利利的人，我是福建人。他起来，我起来讲话的，我讲陕黑文。
And everybody came from all different regions, but they hear the Galileans speaking in their
language.
And you speak Cantonese.
他们就是用亚兰文的，本来跟希腊文的这些门徒，他们都会听的就是这种话，亚兰文的。但是他们讲这些广东话，好多他听得懂啊。
And they can understand, even though this, even though the disciples were speaking.
我们看一下里面的地图，下面的一个地摊，一个地图出来，帮我一下。
Let's see a map of that region at that time.
他们从那一个15个地区全部来了。
They came from like 15 different regions area.
这边写一二三四下来，就是我们刚刚已经念过了，一共从帕提亚、马代，这个马代、波兰、以兰到亚兰。一直到这个地方，阿拉伯、犹大、埃及、利比亚，现在还有那个最远的一个地方，到罗马去。
And they came from Parthia, Medes, and Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and all even unto Rome.
神那个奇妙的安排是在你还没传福音之前，他已经都预定了，所以他讲你要传福音，从耶路撒冷。直到犹大、撒玛利亚，一直到地极，好像就在这个。
And God has prepared ahead of time this wonderful plan, bringing people from all over.
所以我们在看了这种异象、领受这个福气的时候，我们自己要做神工作的时候，一定要等候、祷告、同心合一的。就像我们到花莲、我们到香港、到四川去。我们必须有这个意向，前面去，后面祷告来支持。
And so when we see this vision, and we have to first trust and wait, and then we have to pray and in unity, just like going to Hualien and going to Sichuan.
下面我就看到说，他们受到这次圣灵浇灌的时候，使徒们的生命改变了。
When the Holy Spirit poured on these disciples, their lives changed.
下面一边,
the next
slide. 第一点, 他们勇敢为主做见证。
And they would be, they're boldly witness to the, for the Lord.
当神降下来之后, 他们的软弱的这种, 以前是看的时候躲起来的, 现在显露出来。
Before they hide themselves, but today they're willing to show themselves.
以前胆子小得不得了。耶稣被钉的时候，我不要牵连，没有跟他关系。
And before they were scared and didn't have anything to do with Jesus.
现在他们出来，十一个、十二个一起站起来做见证的时候，一起来站在那里，不怕了。
But now all 12 stood up and witnessed for the Lord.
为什么
？Why？
因为他们已经看见。这位耶稣基督是活的基督，是生命的基督，在我心里面在搅动我。
Because now they see the Lord as one that is alive in them, that stir them up.
所以你传福音的时候，就如果不像保罗说像，我知道我信的是谁。
Just like Paul, he said, because I know whom I believe.
你越认识主的时候，你越愿意把你自己生命摆上去。我不以性命为念。
Because if you truly believe, you will.Offer up yourself.
出去了。
So they go out.
为主做见证。
To witness for the Lord.
所以他这里讲说，这个他们要恐吓，他们也不怕；监狱要关牢的，他们也不怕；甚至他们流血，他们也不怕。
Even though they were threatened and they were jailed, but they were not afraid.
后面的从五章以后的后面有两个见证，就是说这个第一个受难的就是 Stephen。
The first one that martyred was Stephen.
石头打死的。
He was stoned to death.
当他做见证的时候，给人家打死了。保罗就在那里，他没有悔改的时候，这个少年人。
When he witnessed for the Lord, he was stoned to death, and Saul was standing there.
到后来，他觉得，哎，这个逼迫的时候，这个杀了这些基督徒很高兴了。连雅各在耶路撒冷的第二个他啃了。
And he was persecuting the Christians.And even James,
圣徒为主的道寻道的时候，他们的血就是一个见证。一个斯提凡下去，十个保罗上来为他做见证。
And the blood of the martyrs is the witness to the Lord.
所以我们在这里看见的时候，我也听见我们长兴里面的聚会的中间见证说，出去的时候以前不敢做见证。
And I hear that the from the Evergreen meeting.That they want to witness for the Lord.
后来主的灵一直激动他，现在出去不但要做见证，还要向亲戚朋友都做见证，不做隐藏的基督徒。
But before they were not, they were afraid. But now the Holy Spirit has stirred them up. They will witness to their relatives.
第二点，他们满有口才。
And second, they were filled with articulate speech.
门徒就开始增多了。
And the believers increased.
他们不怕的怕，因为他们出去的时候，那些祭司、长老、文士，还有撒都该人，他们都是宗教界有权柄的人，把那些人抓进来，我要问他。
And they were witnessing to all those who had power.
你们凭什么能力做这些事？
And they said, Who gave you the power to do all these?
你们奉谁的名做这些事?
Who did you do this? Whose name did you do all this?
在美门那个他第一次出去彼得跟约翰医治那个瘸腿的在美门耶路撒冷的地方叫他起来行走的时候他们看了真是只有主能够做这些事他就说我是靠着拿撒勒的耶稣的名叫他起来金银我都没有我是凭着要就是靠着耶稣基督的能力跟他名叫起来行走，他们是凭着这个能力来的。
The crippled that was healed, they did it in the name of Jesus the Nazareth.
前面我漏了，就说他们抓来的时候问他说：“我以后你不准你再传耶稣基督，特别撒都该人，我不相信耶稣复活的。”
You cannot preach.They said to the disciples, "You cannot preach Jesus anymore."
你也不可以再讲耶稣基督，他在你们中间神行奇迹异能来证明他是神的儿子。
And you cannot do miracles.
他们就很震惊地跟他说：“听从人的话，还是不听从神的话呢？”
But the disciples said.Should I obey you rather than obey God?
我当然要听神的话。
Of course I have to obey God.
他底下讲的一句话很重要，他说，我是亲眼看见，亲耳听见耶稣基督从死里复活的。
He said, I saw Jesus and heard and hear that his words, that he raised from the dead.
烧着我不能不讲啊。
And the fire in me caused me to, I have to say this.
所以我们看到他们的，他们讲的口才，他们看看，哎，这些人好像都没有受过教育的。他听了以后叫他没有受过教育的，而是从加利利来的。
And these people, they when they saw the disciples, they were not educated. They were from Galilee.
但是他们被圣灵感动的时候，就是用简短的，他们能从圣经里面，为什么主叫他说，你圣灵来要叫你想起主的话。他们都能够明白，他们也能够融会贯通，把主的话见证出来。底下我们就看。
And these people, by the Holy Spirit, they were the disciples were able to use very simple words, and they can remember what Jesus had taught them.
我们看到彼得做了见证，我做一个简单的报告给大家听。
I give you a simple report from Peter.
使徒行传第二章第二十二节到二十四节。
From Acts chapter 2 verse 22 to 24.
今天我当着彼得，我在你面前讲这些话。
So I pretend that I am Peter. I'm speaking to you.
第一个，他把耶稣基督自己做见证，对地上所做神迹奇事话语，他讲出来。
And the first, he told them about Jesus, all the signs and miracles that Jesus did.
没有打出来啊，这个是在二十二节跟二十四节的。以色列人呐、啊，请听我的话。
Men of Israel, listen to this.
神家的拿撒勒耶稣在你们中间行了异行。
Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs.
将他证明出来，证明他是神的儿子。
To prove that he is the Son of God.
他既然是受神的定旨
and God gives this, did this through him.
被交在你们这些人的中间
So that you, among you, so that you know.
你们借着乌法人的手把他杀了。
But you handed him over to kill him.
那他这里的话就接了一个下去，他说大卫也是为着我们耶稣做见证。他说大卫那时候也是先知啊，大卫王。
And he said David also said this about him.
他说见证说他是不会被死所拘禁的。
And he testified that he cannot be stopped by
诗篇十六篇第四节，他这样子讲过。
And Psalm says,
他就说他不把我的灵魂劈在阴间
，and he did not abandon me to the graves，
也不把他的圣者身体不见朽坏
，nor you let the holy one see decay。
而且大卫还说他要坐在我的宝座上面，他要做王。
And he will sit on my throne, be king。
门徒出来也就见证第三点。
And the disciples came also testify.
三十二节三十三说，这位耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为着这件事情来做见证的。
And Jesus has been risen, and we can be the witness to that fact.
耶稣被神的右手现在高举。又从神那里领受了所应许的圣灵，就把它赐下来了。
Jesus was exalted to the right hand of the God, of God the Father.
所以你们今天看到圣灵降下来的时候，这就是圣灵自己也是在那边见证你们受的这些。
And the promise of the Holy Spirit that's poured out, He is also witnessing to Jesus.
我们做。去传福音跟人家讲道的时候，就是保罗一样讲的，我只传耶稣基督跟他钉十字架就可以了，以后你讲你自己怎么改变。
When we go and tell the gospel to others, that's just like Paul, we only preach Jesus and his cross.
所以最后他宣告，彼得宣告。
So finally, Peter proclaimed.
他说故此，这个是在三十六节了，以色列全家，你们当晓得你们所定的这位十字架上的耶稣基督，他已经是复活，是他你是做你的主，他是基督，是说他是弥赛亚。
And he said this, therefore, this God has made this Jesus whom you crucified, but now he is risen, he is Lord.
他的话的扎门的心。
And this.When the people heard that, these words cut into their heart.
怎么办啊?
So what can we do?
彼得就跟他说,
Peter said to them,
你们个人要悔改奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
And you have to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus.
叫你的罪得赦免。
So that your sins can be forgiven.
你就可以领受圣灵。
And then you can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
这句话呢不是说你领受圣灵你就得救啊。
And so if you receive the Holy Spirit, are you going to be saved?
他是证明说圣灵的工作就叫你里面你为自己的罪自己忧伤自己指责自己。
And the work of the Holy Spirit is to show that you have sinned and you will condemn yourself.
不是三十八节的时候就说因为这个应许是给你们和你们的儿女。
And this promise is for you and for your children.
比一切远方的人。
And all those who are far away.
就是神要招来的人。
Then it's all those that call, God called.
所以我们在布道会的时候我们要招这些不信的信的都来。
So in our evangelical meeting, we have to call all those others to come. When you are called, whether you want to believe in Jesus or not, that is your decision.
所以彼得第二次讲道他讲了好几篇啊，第二次讲到了他最后加上一句话。
And the second time that Peter testified for the Lord, he added,
除他以外别无拯救。
There's no other way to be saved.
四章十二节这么讲，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠他得救。
Because there's, we cannot be saved through other names. And
因为救恩只有耶稣基督，他替我的罪钉十字架，叫我们因着他的宝血，我们接受的时候，我们罪得赦免。So
that when we receive Him, we will be saved.
当我们得赦免的时候，我们能成为神的儿女。And
then we can become His children of God.
圣灵就住在你里头。
And the Holy Spirit will live within you.
里面证明,
and to
里面证明你是神的儿女.
And will testify that you
有人睡觉,
are the children of God.
忍耐一下。 我们看到这个时候, 那些人讲的门徒中间的时候, 我们这些人不想为主的名被羞辱的时候, 我们需要想到这些。
God's grace is come to us through the gospel.
他传以后，只有这么简单的信息中间扎心的人，3000个人第一次。
Just through this simple message, 3,000 people came to the Lord.
第二次5000人信主了。
The second time, 5,000.
当他宣告的除他以外没有别的拯救的时候，举手。
And there's when he said that there's no other name by whom you can be saved, and 5,000 raised their hands.
500再加上这么多的话，差不多快进了，好多快进1000了。因为那时候来的到耶路撒冷聚会，可能有200万人。Those
that come to the Jerusalem to worship about 20,000.
门徒就这样子多起来了。So
that the disciples. They hide themselves.
这里就讲到说，那时候他们聚集的时候，他们也没有地方啊，他们只能在家里或者是在圣殿中间聚集。They
didn't have anything place to meet, so they either at home or they meet at the temple.
他们就怎么呢？他们42节、22、24节，他们就恒心遵从使徒的教训。So
what did these people do at that time? They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
彼此交接。
And fellowship,
拜饼,
and breaking of bread,
祷告,
and prayer.
今天我们教会不是在做这些事吗?
Isn't it that these are the same things that we
do today? 所以初期的一些仪式跟这些交通的中间就留着给我们做榜样了，宣教中间也是这样的。So
they leave these as an example to us.
所以到我们第三点的时候，他们就房屋公用。 教会，我说初城就是开始变有教会的形态。And
then they share all the possessions in common, and the church grew.
他们这些爱主的心，当被圣灵充满的时候，保罗就讲，圣灵就可以用说，圣灵就把神的爱厚厚的浇灌在他们中间。And
because of their they believe that the Holy Spirit poured the love onto all the believers.
能够叫他们彼此相爱,
so that they can love one another.
最富有的当然是巴拿巴了。And
there's Barnabas.
跟这个雅各讲约翰的，他们有家在，一个是在这个Cyprus, 巴拿巴在Cyprus, 他把家产都卖了，给使徒一起生用。
Barnabas was from Cyprus. He was very rich, but he sold everything that he had and gave to the church.
没有一个人说这件是我的，那件是你的。
No one said that this belongs to me and that belongs to you.
他们天天就又是同心，四十六节的四十节，同心合一的祷，恒切的在殿里，在家中掰饼，诚心。 用饭,
they devoted themselves and to fellowship and breaking of bread.
以前他怕别人来抓他。
Before they were afraid that people would come and
现在你有基督有见证的时候, 他们看到这些基督太可爱了,
now the people see the testimonies of the Christians.
And
the Lord added to their numbers daily.
感谢赞美主,
praise the Lord.
我们就看到教会是这样子的经历。 我们是说现在我常看到天天我们每一个基督进来现在讲的很重要的什么短宣啊长宣啊怎么宣道啊我们所有的里面的内容你一挂最简单的就是这几个初期教会已经在做了。And
we see that all these things that we're doing today, the simplest, whether it's missionary trips that we have, these are all, they've been doing that in the past.
有一个非常有经验的传道人就这样子讲了。A preacher
said,
如果你有你的计划,有了经费,有了很多的宣传, 但是如果你缺少圣灵的引动跟激励,那个果效不到。If
you have plans, you have funds, but you don't, you lack the Holy Spirit, then the results would not be correct.
传教的最大的一个重力, 我们在前面讲的,
the power of the gospel is through the filling of the Holy Spirit.
刚刚讲过, 第一个,
the first one, when you fill with the Holy Spirit, you have courage.
第二个,
and He will give you the words that you should say.
他会在你里面用神基督的爱来主力你,
and he will give you the, your power from within,
去爱那些不可爱的,
to love those that you cannot love.
我也是祷告神啊，求你给我改变我自己的脾气。
And I pray that the Lord will change my my behavior.
你说背起你的十字架的时候，那个十字架是什么？
And you say, carry the cross. What is this cross?
主召他们的时候在, 马太福音第16章呢, 你就要不舍己背十字架跟我的是什么意思?
And what does it mean in Matthew 16 that said, Jesus said, deny yourself and carry your cross?
十字架这个木头的本意在当时的话是一个羞辱。
And the cross in those days is a shame.
是个痛苦, 你钉在那里。
And it's pain and suffering because you're and you died on the cross.
耶稣说你跟我吗?
Are you going to follow me? Jesus said.
你愿意背负这个东西,你的思想里面没有看到我要这样子受刑?
Are you willing to, do you see that I have to go to the cross?
彼得说不行啊, 耶稣,你这样子的话,我们前面没有路可走。
And Peter said, I can't do that, you can't do that.
所以这个的心思跟意念的要一个改变的时候, 背十字架而是叫你放下你自己的意思, 没有这个意思。
And this cross has to cause a change of heart so that there is, we have to be willing to put ourselves down.
我与基督认主, 他死我也死。
So that we can be like Jesus. If He dies, we die.
所以这个力量到了圣灵降下的时候, 能够把这个力量到我的心里面去鼓励我, 改变我自己, 不再照我的意思, 乃是照神给耶稣基督, 给我的意思。
And it is so that when the Holy Spirit comes, we're willing to say that it is according to your will, not my will.
圣灵的充满是什么意思啊?
What does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
这个希腊文的解释说, 圣灵将来充满你的时候, 叫你的思想意念, 不再有你自己的心思, 而是他霸占你的心思。
When the Holy Spirit comes, it will change your mind so that your mind is no longer filled with your own thoughts.
所以就在你, 有人说, 哦, 圣灵是在我受洗的时候, 不降下来。
So when So some people might say that, oh, that's when I get baptized, the Holy Spirit comes.
圣灵是在你在那边听到这个, 那个保罗也讲，是在你听到那个福音的时候，你悔改认罪的时候，因着这话，圣灵到里面去，他就叫你认主耶稣为主。
Actually, when you hear the word of God, the gospel, and you repent, that is when the Holy Spirit comes into you.
他进不出来了。
And he would be in you.
旧约的时候，圣灵是浇灌下来。
And in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit is poured down on you.
他到你的里面的时候是暂时在你保罗，如果你做不好，两次被圣灵感动，你不好的时候他走了，圣灵离开他。
And the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament would leave you if you don't, if you're not do according to the Holy Spirit.
参孙的力量很大。
The Samson has great strength.
他给你的力量是做有能力。
He has the power
打败你的仇敌
to defeat his enemies.
但是你不听神的话，他走了。
But he did not listen to God and the Holy Spirit.
给别人藏住。
And he was bound by his enemies.
眼睛被刮瞎了。
And
做苦工。
He was blind.
新约里面来的时候，圣灵来的时候，就一个更新的时候，思想一点，他在住在里面不出来。
Yeah. In the New Testament, the Holy Spirit lives within you and will not leave.
所以我们里面祷告的时候，圣灵有说不出的叹息，替你祷告。
So when we pray, the Holy Spirit will pray with the sigh.
你受洗的时候，是你与众圣徒认同进入他的教会，合而为一，成为一体。
And the Holy Spirit, when you enter the church, you will be part of the body.
你与神有关系，你与众圣徒教会也有关系。
Then when you have a relationship with God, you also have a relationship.
当是圣灵充满的时候，是你个人的身体成为殿，你是与基督有关系。
And you're one with the Lord.
你不再是你。
You no longer yourself.
你是归属神的人。
That you came, you belong to.
你是宗教被买回来的。
You're purchased with.
你已经配许主耶稣，你是个童女。
And you're betrothed to.
所以你要圣洁，成为他的心腹。
And you have to become his bride.
圣灵的浇灌 ，the baptism of the Holy Spirit is one time.
Baptism of the Holy Spirit is one time.
就算主钉十字架没有，他降下来的时候，所有的见证以后，教会成熟以后没有了。除了第二次是给外邦人在撒加利亚、哥里流加一次，还有以弗所一次，没有了。
And the Holy Spirit was the second time, and the third time was for the Gentiles. One in the family of Cornelius, and the second time in
犹太人跟外邦人合而为一在主里头。
And the Gentiles and the Israelites are all one.
所以被圣灵 filling of the Holy Spirit, 他是说，我给你能力的时候，你可以每一次主你求他的时候，他充满你。
The filling of the Holy Spirit when it will.
你软弱的时候，你祷告的时候，用你的双手祷告，神的灵充满你，给你能力。
When you're weak, you can pray, and God will give you the Holy Spirit.
这是一个分别在哪？
That is the difference.
那今天第四点的时候，既然圣灵有这样做工的时候，圣灵也有警戒在里面。
And the Holy Spirit have warnings for us.
我写第一个就是不要欺哄圣灵啊。
The first is you cannot lie to the Holy Spirit.
你不能骗他。
You cannot lie to him.
第一个 case 在里面就是所有公务公院的时候，一对夫妻叫做 Ananiya 跟 Sophia 的，他们也把东西献出给教会的时候。
The first example is the couple Ananias and Sapphira, and they sold their property.
Oh, 钱拿来了，丈夫先去走，我们把钱奉献给你了，放在门徒的脚下。
And they offer up the to make an offering to the disciples.
彼得就圣灵充满里面，他能够有分辨的灵在里面。
And Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, he has the spirit of discernment.
他说：“你这个钱没有卖房子以前是你的，但是你既然应许奉献的时候，你就是全部要归给神用。”
And before this property belongs to you, but after you sold it, you need to take the whole.
你既然有这样子的心，归神用的时候，为什么撒旦充满你的心呢？
And he said, why does Satan fill your heart?
你不被圣灵充满, 邪灵充满你?
You did not get filled with the Holy Spirit, but the evil spirit.
你不能欺骗他,
you cannot lie to the Holy Spirit.
耶稣就讲过, 你说是就是, 不是就不是, 你有个讲话要有个尊严在那里, 让别人相信你讲的话, 你在众人面前,
and you have to, if Jesus said, you say yes, it's yes.
你再多说你就是魔鬼。
If you say more, then you're a praise the Lord.
我们必须在圣灵的管制中间, 我们要自己分别为圣说圣洁的话, 造就人的话。
We have to say the words that build up each other.
我说其他的, 我就说, 我下一次会, 如果有机会再讲, 如何在, 用圣灵的世界上, 你自己给人家骗, 或者你骗别人, 这个很严肃的。
And this is a very serious matter.
圣灵不能用钱买的。
And you cannot buy the
Holy Spirit. 我奉献给教会很多东西的时候, 圣灵就充满你吗?
Did you offer a lot to the church and the Holy Spirit?
因为讲,印度尼西亚那个人就讲教堂建立的时候, 他要买一个大钢琴奉献给教会。
And this one person in Indonesia said he has to offer a big piano to the church.
你敢吗?
Do you dare?
你不能用你自己的意思就把主的荣耀占据。 这个奉献中间你最好能够一起来奉献, 买钢琴, 你10块, 他20块, 一几块, 造起来, 众人看到一个钢琴在那, 我们把荣耀归给他。
And when we offer, we can give glory to God.
西门看到说, 哦, 彼得, 你看这个鬼出来, 那个鬼, 哇, 神迹奇事, 彼得, 我钱给你, 你把那个权柄给我好不好?
And Simon said to Peter, I will give you money, and can you give me this power of healing miracles?
彼得说不行啊, 你跟你的这个良心一起灭亡吧。
Peter said, no, your conscience had to die with you.
另外一个就是小点啊, 那个保罗一病赶鬼的时候, 人家看到, 哦, 哟, 太好了, 一讲, 我奉耶稣基督的名, 鬼从你里面出来。
And the next example is Paul, when he can cast out the devil, evil spirits.
要小心, 为你奉主名的时候, 你有没有真实的得着的东西, 你来做。
And when you can you do things in the name of God?
你奉圣灵的时候, 奉基督的名, 你自己本身是不是这种完全洁净, 有这个能力的人?
Are you one that has been purified, cleansed, that you have this power?
基督王到七个儿子中间就看见的时候, 他也一并也赶鬼, 他靠着邪灵, 他就学着说出去要赶鬼了。
And the seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish high priest, they wanted to do the same thing as Paul, to cast out evil spirits.
我奉保罗所说的这个耶稣基督的名, 我叫你从里面出来。
And they said, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out.
鬼会说话,
the evil spirit spoke.
保罗我也知道啊。
He said, Paul, I know.
耶稣我也知道。
Jesus, I know.
你是谁啊?
But who are you?
鬼跳到上面, 把那两个人衣服都破破了, 跑跑家了。
An evil spirit jumped on them and overpowered them.
我讲这些事是这个警惕在里面, 圣灵有善的工作, 圣灵有完全的 power 来做这些事, 但你不能用他的假的这种事去做。
And this is a warning to all of us that if we have to have the Holy Spirit to
最后我的是一个非常深的感动。
And finally, I have this thought.
我去国内旅游三个礼拜以后回到家。
I went to China to travel and came back last week.
很累啊。
Very tired.
年纪这么大了, 爬山玩水。 到最后人家说我要回家, 我的腰受不了。
Finally, my wife said, we have to go home.
我们有游山玩水的时候, 我们都忘记聚会, 敬拜。
And we forget to worship.
我们刚刚信主的时候, 最重要的四件事情, 我们都没有做到。
And the most important things, of the four things, we did not do.
健康的基督徒信主, 第一个, 你喜欢祷告啊。
The first one is to pray.
你很喜欢跟主耶稣有有交通啊。
And to fellowship with Jesus.
啊，我把它调过第二点的时候，你是祷告，第一点是读经啊。
The first one is to study the Bible.
旅游的时候读经也没有了。
And we did not read the Bible.
读经祷告，而且呢，喜欢做见证。哇，我得救了，我得救了，就喜欢跟亲戚朋友们说话。
And like to tell others about the gospel.
我们有国内的现在变得非常好了，我就讲过了，年轻的人改变很多。
And we saw that the people, especially the young people in China,
我们多个的跟他传的时候，他们愿意听。
And when we preach the gospel, they are willing to listen.
他们没有历史的背景，背负那些仇恨啊，什么都。我看那个博物馆九一八事变出来的时候，很大的感想在里面。
And they didn't have the history of the all the bitterness.
那个九一八里面的博物馆出来就像叫做要纪念说，惦记历史的教训。
And the museum says you have to remember the all the teachings.
勿忘国耻。Don't forget the shameful of a.这种 Holocaust by the Japanese.
It's all the Holocaust.
我讲这个就是如果你用这个方法仇恨历史不在基督耶稣里面你传不开了。
And if you're inside of this hatred, this gospel will not.
只有用基督的爱。
It's only through the love of Jesus Christ.
能够进征服这些。
They can defeat all these.
年轻人，他们没有这个背负的中间。我们跟他挤的时候，上车的时候，他们都很愿意的。
And the young people,
阿姨叔叔，请坐。他不晓得，你也请坐。地铁也是一样，阿姨叔叔，你挤过来，我这里有空位。
And the young people are willing to give up their seat for the elders.
所以我们看到这些年轻人，他们有这个意愿与你们亲近，这就是。我三个中间我选过来都有给他们这个单子的。
And I gave them tracts, gospel tracts.
我们现在看到很多从外地美国到美国来读书的这年轻人就是我们的对象最好的一个传福音。
And I see a lot of these young people that come to the United States to study. They're a good target for us for the gospel.
我再回到那个教堂呢 ，Sophia 的那个 Saint Sophia， 我这个在哈尔滨看的那个教堂，那么漂亮。
When I went to Harbin, it's this church, it's old church.
Harbin, yes. 里面是空的。
Saint Sophia, and it's empty inside.
只是一个历史背景，说你看图片中间告诉你这个过去来龙。
And it's just some history of the past.
我进去空空的进去空空的出来心中很大的扎心到外面的是一个广场有水池很多哇不得了人都在那边看哈尔滨很漂亮
And I went in empty and I came out empty I saw the courtyard was there were it was very beautiful a lot of people
这个 picture 先欢乐的 picture 还在我里面这个图片还在我
And the picture is still in my mind
我回来的第二个第一个礼拜的一天内看这个凡是宣教的很多的那些是放到最有一篇里面就讲到一件事情。
And there was when I saw this one article.
如果教会是教堂，那就不好了。
If the church is a church building, then it's not good.
如果这个教会变成一个 building 给一个势力或者是一个环境改变以后这里没有人了没有基督徒也没有什么人去敬拜了
We saw that this church building is after the political changes
到欧洲去也是一样的
In Europe it's the same
在中国看庙子全部带你去看到那边去看教堂我们有个感受就是说啊你为什么历史上又把这些东西放在空空洞洞的
I wonder God why did you make this
所以建筑物不代表教会，只是个聚会地方。
The building does not represent the church.
教会在哪里啊？
Where is the church?
三两个人，耶稣说奉他名聚会的，他就在你们中间。
And Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in His name,
感谢赞美主。
It's in the midst.
教会是这样子，是有活的人是聚在一起的时候。所以那个编译部在讲的39年，1939年。可能中国的基督徒就有40万、50万。现在他说在中国教会里面，地下教会跟上面露出来教会有1000多万啊。
And so the churches, and all these people, there we go, 1000多万。It's about 10 million.
我回来以后我就看这个写的时候，我就有一个很大的感受，主啊，我惭愧，我去了三个礼拜，什么都没有做，浪费时间了。
And I was very ashamed that I left for 3 weeks and I didn't do anything. It was a waste of time.
后来我听了弟兄的见证以后，他们到吉林、到辽宁去传这个教导地下基督徒的这些领袖来受训的时候，有100多个人挤在一起，哪里都有。怎么样来领受神的话，把这些话传出去？哇！我那时候哭，我真的在那边哭。
And when I came back, I heard the brother share that how he go to share the gospel in China with a hundred.
这些建筑业的产来的金银宝石都在城堡里面，你看不见的。
And all these jewels you don't see.
当然有。温州啊，这些大的教堂你可以看见的、啊，聚会500人、1000人、2000人、5000人都有。
And in China, you can still see the church with a lot of people that are meeting together.
他底下都那个见证底下就想这条，我知道，他就想到耶利米啊。
And
在29章11节的这句话，把我的心打碎了。
And this Jeremiah and Jeremiah this broke my heart.
他说我知道向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念。
Because I know the is, what I give you is a peaceful mind.
不是降灾的意念。
It's not one to give you a disaster.
叫你幕后有指望了。
So that you have hope.
主啊，我们的耶路撒冷的犹太的国度已经耶利米说70年了，我们都没有回来啊。
And Jeremiah said, for 70 years we have not returned.
主说你那是真心的祷告，他们要回来。
And if you pray, they will return.
最近我们纪念建国99年。
So we just celebrated the
国内建国。
The
主啊，我说70年过去了。
70 years has passed.
20年还有这么多，我不知道什么时候再归回你啊。
So when do we return to you?
我们必须为这些国家祷告。
We must pray for these.
三位做工的时候，东西德的墙倒下去。
And when God works, the wall fell.
我们现在有这个游击队去打。
And now we have this guerrilla warfare.
我35年以前为了祖国祷告的时候。以那时候是铁木变作竹木，竹木变作沙木，现在变成那个可以透明看的国家。
And this country now is transparent.
Yeah, transparent. 以后神说你不进去，他送人出来，你送人出来。
Jesus said, if you don't go in, he will send people out.
你们这里来的有很多的是，我也是马来西亚的，他要送你们在这里参加聚会，得到。这个训练呢，送你回去。
And so that you come out and you can be trained here and be sent back.
你们就是这些基督的精兵。
And you are the soul God's
soul. 你在那里，那个120个人也有，给风一吹，那个福音的种子撒出去，先有一个福音的种子过去，这么多15个国家都已经有埋藏在那里的种子了。
And this This 120 people is like the seed that is blown by the wind.
我们中间的年轻人也是这样子，好几个现在吹到花莲去，吹到成都去。哦，神做工，你不知道他是这样子做的。
And many of our young people are that way. They go to 花莲。
当然，你有很多的训练可以做。
And there's many training that you can do.
必须要圣灵的浇灌。
But you have to have the Holy anointment.
圣灵会做他的事。
And the Holy Spirit will do His work.
主啊, 我受了安慰,
and I am comforted.
我虽然哭在那里, 你这个,
even though I was crying,
又懒, 又不是忠诚的,
and I'm,
你没有做多少事情的,
I'm lazy, and was not faithful.
我听到, 弟兄的见证,
but I was encouraged by the testimony of our brothers.
我想我的信息就到这里了, 到最后一章就是这个圣经节就讲一下,
and I want to just mention the last
我们一起来念好不好?
Verse. Can we read together?
Can we read Chinese and English both same time? Okay? 一二三来
感谢神，感谢主，我们的主耶稣基督得胜。所以，亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可动摇，常常竭力多做主的工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒劳的。感谢赞美，低头祷告。Praise the Lord. Let's bow and pray.
天父，谢谢你
，Father, we thank you.
你给我一个机会。
That you give me this opportunity.
你把那个一部分小的部分付托给我,
and then you give us this small.
求你帮助我们的教会,
may you help our church.
我们是与你同工,
that we can be working, that we can work with you.
照着这个使徒行传的教训,
according to the teachings in the
圣灵是宣传福音的executor.
The Holy Spirit is the executor of gospel.
他也是 manager,
and he's also the manager.
在我们教会复兴的时候,
and in a revival of our church,
求你激励我们的心,
please encourage our heart.
让我们里面的圣灵,
that the Holy Spirit in us,
常常对我们说话,
and speak to us often.
也求圣灵用你自己圣经的话语对我们说话,
and the Holy Spirit speak to us using your word.
让我们想起你的话是真理, 叫我们得自由,
so that we can think of your word, which is the truth.
圣灵用你的厚厚的爱浇灌我们,
and may your Holy Spirit anoint us,
充满我们,
fill us,
能够爱我们自己不可爱的, 也爱不可爱的人,
that we can love those who cannot be loved.
让你自己的国度,
and may your kingdom.
我讲 kingdom 的时候，主你晓得， 不是一个教会， 而是你自己的神的国度， 那个遍满全地。
It is your kingdom, not just your kingdom that's filled this land.
谢谢你，
we thank you.
听我们的祷告，
let you hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督圣名，
and in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.